Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
The first thing that happened, I suppose, Omotoso also got deported. We could have discussed that.
Yeah.
But more importantly, our president also left the country last night,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
leaving me in charge.
You?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, bro, why are you going to this Trump punk? He's like, no, I got to go meet up with them C's. This is what Julius Malema had to say about this whole matter.
It was badly timed because budget is coming to parliament for the third time, and the president is not there. Once budget comes for the third time, it means it's a crisis. You cannot leave your country in a crisis and go to America where you're going to be ill-treated. He's going to be ill-treated. He will not be given the necessary respect, and that's what Americans do. Madiba tried to convince them that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and then President Mbeki did the same, tried to convince them that there are no weapons of mass destruction. They still went on to destroy Iraq, even when there was no evidence. Till to date, they have not produced a single evidence that there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So it's a waste of time. He's going to, if he wants them to start treating him differently, and he's going to beg them to attend the G20, he's going to have to compromise some of the fundamental policies of this country, which were not prepared. If he does that, he must not come back. He must stay there with those 49 Afrikaners already.
So you know what's interesting? It is that Kali Kriel from AfriForum also tried to give the president advice, saying that when the president goes to the U.S., he must personally condemn Kill the Boer, for example. Look, maybe that's a prudent thing to do. But the first thing is, we don't answer to the U.S. About anything. Why should our presidents go there hat in hand? Hey? We are not like Ukraine. We don't need U.S. money, actually. So, I don't know. It depends how this meeting is going to go. I personally don't think that the reception is going to be as warm as you'd like it to be. It may downright be rude, actually. But I don't know how you feel.
I guess what Julius is saying, especially about the tabling of budget for the third time, is important because you need your president there, physically present, in a situation like that. Where I'm not sure is the reception from America for President Cyril Ramaphosa. We can't sort of preempt what is going to happen there because you never know. It's such a volatile situation. Trump might actually open you receive him with warm arms. So you never know with these kind of things. But I think the timing of it is probably not the best in terms of budget coming to Parliament for the third time again.
I don't think he's going to be received with open arms, you know? I mean, Trump is not one guy to say something and then turn around and do the opposite. The attention we've been getting from the U.S. has been hostile. I don't blame the president for going there to set things straight because obviously there's been a lot of misinformation.
Yeah.
So what I'm anticipating is him to take a firm stance, which he has been as well when he speaks about America and them meddling and trying to mess with our sovereignty. So I expect him to take that stance. But we've seen with Zelensky, for example, the hostility he got in that Oval Office at that press conference. So I do expect that. But I think it's, look, America is not the big superpower it used to be, but still they do have influence and we need to, you know, fix tensions if we possibly can. I don't mind that.
Mbundo, the head of the executive doesn't need to be in parliament, actually, for the legislature to operate.
And granted, the budget issue is a crisis, but we're dealing with multiple crises right now. So the president has made a decision. And I would say in this respect, it's probably a good one because the speech has been written. The only thing that was going to happen now was for him to sit along with everybody else and have the finance minister read it out. But him going to America now is him also assisting with our economic prospects, if you will. So for me, I would say this was the criticism from the beginning, that when we first heard that there were allegations of a genocide, many were saying you've got Ronald Lamula and the president being on television stating that there's no genocide, but they were preaching to the converted because we know this as South Africans. We've been needing them to go internationally and somehow get that message there. So This is a good moment. And for those that fear that Donald Trump could embarrass the president, I think an attempt at being rude with President Cyril Ramaphosa would be an epic failure, because he's a very diplomatic man. You know he smiles with his foes. So there's no way. I just think with Zelensky, he took the bait. He was very emotional. The minute Trump was disrespectful, he met him there. But Cyril Ramaphosa, you know, he'll never meet you at that chaotic place. He'll just smile and be nice.
So let us know what your thoughts are, right? Do you think this trip was needed? Is it going to be effective? Or is it much ado about nothing?
Honestly, wish South Africa knew just how much power, just how much influence we actually have, and if we could just stand up for ourselves. We have so many resources, we have so many minerals, we have so many skilled people, and that is our biggest upper hand that we have. The president honestly shouldn't have gone, especially like Julius Malema saying that we have a crisis. He should be tending to the crisis of the country and tell Donald Trump that I will see you when I see you, if I need to see you. Honestly, I feel like we need to be standing up for ourselves. We need to make it known that we can actually do this without certain people threatening us.
That's funny. So you want him to put the president of the U.S. on red? I'm just listening, JXA. I'll respond to your text when I get to it.
The last comment that Mfundo made, that Trump was disrespectful towards Zelensky throughout the whole interview. Trump was okay, and he tried to calm down Zelensky because of the hate he has for Vladimir Putin. But I personally want Ramaphosa to go there and be asked, Mr. President, why did you stuff the $1 million in your couches?
That is funny. How?
I think the timing, President, is not good, especially with the budget coming through. I don't see Donald Trump giving him the necessary attention and respect that he's actually going there for. And this might turn around and be another joke on us. I mean, we are the second largest trading partner with the United States. We shouldn't be begging. We should be doing what Xi Jinping did, just ignore him until he comes back to his senses. But going there, it is critical to have that, like Mfundo said, the information to be put out there, because it's the first world. Information going through the U.S. gets filtered properly around the world, but the timing for it is not so great.
I'll tell you something else, right, which may seem inconsequential, but it speaks to the power dynamics, the home ground advantage. So when we are hosting the G20 and people are supposed to come to South Africa, the U.S. flat out refused. They said they're not going to send any officials. Here we are going to the White House. To use the example that you used earlier on Xi Jinping, when things are going haywire there, the escalating tariffs to 120%, Xi Jinping didn't bother. I don't even know if he picked up the phone. He didn't even make a statement, actually. The government made a statement. By Tulelange. Until Donald Trump himself capitulated. And then when they went to the Vatican, then the guys tried to squeeze some kind of a meeting, talking about, no, we can discuss this, we can find some middle ground. But that's what a real G does. Hang on, Zimba, you two elephants.
But when you've got the leverage.
Ramaphosa, doomed if he do, doomed if he doesn't. The peddling of the misinformation and the lies about white genocide really needs for us to go there and say, plus there was that issue of Ibrahim Rasool and what. I addressed it this week, whether Americans take it or not, it's fine. The budget,
Well, we shall see.
Why is Cyril Ramaphosa angatumele uPatrice Motsepe? I want to say something. Jokes aside, but I believe Donald Trump will be Donald Trump. He won't change his stance, and he will do exactly like he did on Zelensky. And Cyril is diplomatic. He'll smile from ear to ear, but he needs to be firm. He needs to be firm, and he needs to tell him where to get off.
Well, Zelensky is not like Cyril Ramaphosa. Zelensky is a pauper. He went there hat in hand to beg for money. Cyril Ramaphosa, as a president of a country, doesn't necessarily need the U.S. Yeah, maybe some aid here and there. But also as an individual, Cyril Ramaphosa himself is a billionaire. So I think they're going to have a very different discussion.
Cesar, just like you, I also tried to speak to madams, and I was like, you know, I had to take it down to Venda for him to understand. So I was like, so what madams, come on, buzore, what's your hangi? Bako expectory, who shike wit a mean? And then arazono ite as we tell you, whenever she we are, but we in a mean. You understand what I'm saying? So we were at that level, and I think there was a bit of understanding. And in his response, I understand why he's going there. And you guys will just have to find out when he comes there. But bori bo matamera, ori bako zuita, ori country, ibe na cherede. Bako understand, you get me, ne? Yeah, you guys will understand when he comes back.
I hear you. I hope on Thursday, we're not asking me, ayakwini.
Yeah, one thing that I've realized with white people is that when you're far by a concorder and they make a lot of noise. So it's a good thing that the president is going there. Talk to him face to face. Maybe he'll sing a different tune. So let him go.
Sizwe, I think it's very necessary for the president to go and meet Donald Trump. However, I don't think that is going to bear any fruits, because where I'm sitting now, I don't think that the U.S. government is not aware that there's no white genocide in South Africa. They're doing all these things deliberately. I think they've got their own sinister motives behind all these white genocide stories. But to say that they're not aware that there's no white genocide, I don't believe it.
It is very unnecessary. I wish our president was like the Burkina Faso president. That guy is going to take his country somewhere very far. Trust me, you'll see in the near future. It's going to be the richest country in Africa.
Be careful, eh? Because Mbuso waketulo lafana. So now, what are you telling me? You like rebels?
Are you saying he's a dictator in the making?
Forget the making. He's a dictator now. What is this guy talking about in the making?
But he's still a benevolent one. People still love him.
How is a guy benevolent when he literally overthrew the government?
To take care of his people. Which is seemingly what... that's the narrative.
But how do you know that, guys?
He shares a huge support with his people.
How do you know that? Because it gets reported.
Yeah.
Okay, now if he's a dictator, what else would they report?
Yeah, no, so born, only time will tell.
I went to Rwanda long ago. I was actually Paul Kagame's guest. And I can tell you, and I was telling people for decades, let them give any praise, and you see, Rwanda this, Rwanda that. It's not like that. But people buy into the hype because obviously news report things certain way when somebody's a dictator. Now the truth came out, Sentul. I'm not saying Traore is not what people say he is. I'm just saying, you can't trust that. This guy is moving around with the pistol on his hip every day. Who's trying to kill him if he's doing so well?
The West.
Who's trying to kill him?
France. The people he kicked out of their country.
Cesar, I mean, personally, I don't like President Ramaphosa and the decision that he's been taking. But I feel like this matter, it's about time for him to go and meet with President Trump and see how things will go, you know, just set the record straight.
Hi, guys. I would like to say that I have so much faith in our president. I mean, he's the same guy who promised us the new dawn, you know, to Mamina. So I utumekileke this time, Yoko Trump. Let's see what he comes up with. But as Umfundo said, you know, he's very charming. He can be very down to earth. So maybe he'll be able to counter what Trump is going to be feeling or what Trump is going to be saying. That is, if Trump sees him, you know. So let's hope so. Let's hope because at least they'll be able to have a mature conversation, if I may put it like that. So, yeah, hey, all the best for him, hey? All the best, all the best. Let's see if that smile works with Trump.
So let's look at your choice of your words. He's the same guy that promised us the new dawn to Mamina. He said promise. Did he deliver it?
Nah.
Okay. Well, 2 mega.
No. If he didn't deliver it, then I got 2 mega.
Oh.
Cesar, I mean, personally, I don't like President Ramaphosa.
Okay, we've heard this one.
I really think President Ramaphosa should go ahead with the visit. You know what? I really think that relationships are worth trying to mend, you know? And I think it's worth trying to speak sense to some people, and that is Trump. So I really do think good could come out of the visit. It's not because I'm a manga or anything, but I just think it's because what Trump is doing, it's not only impacting South Africa, it's impacting the entire global economy. And so it's worth having conversations with leaders across the world, you know, to come to a consensus of some sort, so that at the end of the day, the global people do not suffer at the hands of a stupid man, you know, trying to prove himself or whatever he's trying to do.
Nobody's saying you mustn't speak to him. We're just saying, was it necessary to go to him? Pick up the phone and speak to him. Nothing's stopping that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.